his anointing. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, the anointed one as his anointing. Therefore, I have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God is formed within me. I have put out the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created me. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding be enlightened, and I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God.
Believers, let's thank God at this time for having a renewed mind. We can declare by faith that our minds are renewed by the word of God. At this time, Pastor Baker, go ahead and continue with material needs.
Yes, Pastor. Material needs. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from poverty. Christ has redeemed me from sickness. Christ has redeemed me from spiritual death. For poverty, he has given me wealth. For sickness, he has given me health. For death, he has given me eternal life. It is true unto me, according to the word of God. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. I have given, and it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, taken together, running over, and give unto my bosom. With what measure I meet, it is measured unto me. I sow bountifully, therefore I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully, and my God has made all things about towards me. And I have all sufficiency of all things, to abound in all good works. There is no lack, for my God supplieth all of my needs, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want, because Jesus was made poor, that I through his poverty might have abundance. For he came, that I might have life, and have it more abundantly. And I, having received the gift of righteousness, do reign as a king in life by Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and Abraham's blessings are mine.
Come on and lift your hands in the presence of the Lord and begin to worship him today. Thank you, Father, for this time of fellowship in the Word. We thank you and we give you praise on tonight for your precious people who are joining us. Thank you, Father, for your presence on today. We give God glory and praise for another day, another week to come to you this evening. I want to thank so much Pastor Amy Baker of Temple of Wellness for leading us this evening in our confessions of faith. The song says, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Just worship the Lord. We're going to talk just briefly this evening in reference to the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. We are live today via our Podbean. We're also live via our teleconference and via Zoom. So you have various ways that you can join us on this evening. Thank you so much for those of you who are connecting with us on a weekly basis. This is Holy Week. So prayerfully, you are in the Word. Immerse yourself in the Word this week. You're spending some quality time meditating according to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Also, prayerfully, you are spending some time in reflecting on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we think about covenant, covenant. I'm sure some of us may be asking on tonight, what is the importance of studying covenant or even reviewing it based on biblical principles? Now, a covenant is an agreement between God and his people. This is according to the word, in which our Father makes promises to his people. A covenant is a sacred agreement or mutual promise between God and a person or group of people. Now, a covenant is often accompanied by oaths, a sign, or ceremonies. We're going to look briefly now, if you have your Bibles, at the Hebrew Bible, the book of Genesis. One of the most memorable covenants is the Noahic covenant, wherein God entered a formal relationship with Noah and all living creatures, promising that despite humanity's corruption, he would never again flood the earth. We can always back it up in the word. This is Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, and also Genesis chapter 9, verse 17. Genesis chapter 9, verse 17, if you're following along. Also here, and if we look at the 20th verse, let's look at Genesis 8:20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22, one of my favorites. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and winter and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. This is the covenant of the rainbow here. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Yes, want you to do that. Now, the fear of you and the terror of you will be on every beast of the earth and on every bird of the sky, with everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are giving. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life. That is its blood. Surely I will require your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it. So this goes on to remind us tonight of the Noahic covenant with God. Well, now we want to look closely at the Abrahamic covenant, because we know, we understand, and oftentimes we reflect on God's covenant with Noah when we see a rainbow. Looking back at verse 8 there, it says, then God spoke to Noah and to his sons. Now behold, I myself do establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you. And then we're going to notice that with Abraham, God also established a covenant with Abraham and his descendants as well. So let's pick it up in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord says to Abram at this time, when God made a covenant with him, his name was Abram versus Abraham. The Lord says to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those, listen carefully, believers. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is good news. So Abram is promised here a great land. He's promised a great nation. He's also promised a great name. And he's also promised a great blessing that will extend first to Abram and then extend to all the families of the earth. Now, Jehovah God here has made a promise to Abram in a barren season. I want us to make sure that we understand this tonight, that we make sure that we are able to grasp this word tonight. and hold on to the word that Jehovah makes a promise to Abram in a barren season. And so I want to ask the question tonight. I want to pose the question tonight. How many of us are in a barren season? We're in a barren season, but we're holding on to the biblical truths of God's word. We're holding on to our confession of faith, which is the word of God, and we're holding on to the word without wavering, without raving. Now, just as Jehovah God made a promise to Abram, he's made a promise to us as the seed of Abraham tonight. You want to believe. You want to believe and declare that I am the righteousness of God. Where, believers? I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ. So Jehovah makes a promise to Abraham in a barren season. And I'm thinking about my personal life, and I'm thinking about some things that I have before the Lord. And there are some things that I don't see with my natural eyes. So I can say that this barren. I'm barren in that area, but I choose to believe. Do I have any believers on here tonight? You just choose to believe that since God, Jehovah God, made a promise to Abram in a barren season, he can make a promise to us in a barren season. Now, Abram was childless. Let's go back and remember this. Come on and remind ourselves of the word. Abram here is childless. His wife is barren. Abram talks to God. He's talking to God. Why is he talking to God? I believe that Abraham here, he's trying to rationalize the possibility of a family in a barren season. How is this possible? Somebody tonight under the sound of my voice is trying to rationalize, how is this possible for me? How is it possible for me to get out of debt? Glory. Come on and give him praise. How is it possible to receive my healing in my body today? Well, Abram was talking to God, trying to rationalize the possibility of a family in a barren season. Genesis chapter 15, behold, you have given me no offspring. Listen, Abraham is talking to his father. How is this possible, Dad? You've given me no offspring. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. We are reminded, believers, that Abraham believed God. I want to say that again. Abraham believed God. Do I have any believers tonight? Believers, that means I'm in a covenant agreement with the word, and I choose to believe what my father says. I choose to believe that all the promises in the word of God, they are yes and they are amen. Listen, he chose to believe God. He did. We are reminded, believers, that Abraham believed the God that he worshiped, and he counted it to him as righteousness. It was counted to Abraham as righteousness. James chapter 2, verse 23. The scripture here was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Come on, so I can say I am the righteousness of God in Christ, meaning I'm in right standing with my Father. He was called God's friend. Now, to go back and summarize, God tells Abram what to do. He told Abraham, you got to leave. You're going to have to leave some things behind, leave some family members behind. God tells Abraham to provide specific instructions now, Abraham, to your family. I need you to get them in line. God also promises to Abraham, I need you to keep your covenant. He says, now, I want you to do some things, and I'm going to keep my covenant with you. Again, God promises to keep his covenant with Abraham. Meaning, Abraham, I'm good for what I say. I'm good for everything that I tell you. It's really not depending on you, Abraham. I'm speaking to believers. It's not depending on what you do, your own works, my works. It's not depending on me, my works, but it's depending on his word. He backs up every one of his promises with himself, believers. He swore by himself. Now, you may be wondering, what's so unique about the covenant between Abram and God? Let me help you. Jehovah swore by himself that the promise would come to pass. Now, according to the epistles to the Hebrews in chapter 6, verse 13, listen in, believers. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself. Now, and the psalmist picks it up here. Psalms 103, 7, verse 17 through 18. The psalmist David says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who, what, believers? Who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. You see how our Father has set it up? He set up to bless you today. He set it up to not only bless us today, but to bless our descendants, our children and children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Now, the Apostle Paul coins it like this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14, that Christ became what, believers? A curse. And this week we are commemorating the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. Now, Galatians 3, verse 13 through 14, that Christ became a curse for us in order that the blessings of the covenant that were promised to Abraham might now come to the Gentiles. This is good news. Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 through 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's offspring and heirs according to the promise. Believers, our Father favored Abraham. He promised to be an enemy to Abraham's enemy. And we are Abraham's offspring. Want you to know that your Father favors you today, and that your Father will be an enemy to your enemies. We want to hold fast to our confession of faith without wavering, because he is faithful that promise. He's faithful that promise. Now, back that up in the word, sister. Yes, Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. This is Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17. Believers, our Father is perfecting tonight those things which concern us, those things which concern you as a person, an individual. He's perfecting tonight, if you will believe, those things that concern your family, those things that concern your career, those things that concern us, spirit, soul, and body. You want to believe that according to Psalms 138 and 8, that our Father gets involved with our concerns, and he's perfecting that which concerns us as believers. Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 through 24. Listen in, believers. In the Message version, it says, now get yourselves ready. This is a message to all of us. Now get yourselves ready. I'm sending my angel, a messenger, ahead of you to guard you in your travels, to lead you to the place that I've prepared. Pay close attention. This season, get yourselves ready. Our Father has released a messenger, angels, that are assigned specifically to you, to go ahead of you, to guard you in your travels, to lead you to the place that he has prepared. Pay close attention, believers. Pay close attention. Listen intently, hearken diligently to the word. Don't go against him. He won't put up with rebellion because he's acting on his own authority for the believer. Now, I remind you tonight, he says that if we obey him and do everything that he tells us, he says, I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll fight those who fight you. And when my angel goes ahead of you and leads you to the land of the Amorites here, the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, go ahead now and think about that opposition that keeps coming up against you. He says, this is good news, I'll clear the country of them. So don't worship. Don't worship or serve other gods. Don't do anything that they do, because I'm going to wipe them right off the face of the earth and smash their sacred pillars to bits. But you serve your God. He will bless you as we serve our Father, believers. This is verse 25 through 26. But you serve God. He'll bless your food and your water. He says, I'll get rid of the sickness among you. There won't be any miscarriages nor barren women in your land. This is going to be a land of plenty. Come on, believers. You want to believe tonight that it's harvest time for me. It's harvest time. I'll make sure that you live a full and complete life. You want to speak the word over yourself now. Speak over yourself. Speak health and healing. Our Father has promised a full and complete life. He says, I will send my terror on ahead of you. Throw those people that are approaching into a panic. Who's coming up against you? What is all that opposition? I don't have to fight my battle. You don't have to fight battles, believers. You're going to rest in Christ tonight and fight the good fight of faith. And you'll see of your enemies, all you'll see is the back of their necks. Listen to the word. And I'll send despair on ahead of you. I will push the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites out of your way. He's going to, listen, believers, he's going to clear those roadblocks. Somebody has been petitioning the Father. You want to receive access right now in the spirit? Believe that it's already done. No, I cannot be denied. I won't accept that. I'm already approved. Come on and receive that now in the spirit. Glory to our Father. Glory to our Father. I won't get rid of them all at once, he says. Lest the land grow up in weeds and the wild animals take over. Little by little, I'll get rid of them. I'm going to get them out of your way. While you have a chance now to get your crops growing and make the land what? Make the land your own. Somebody's going to receive this tonight. He said, make the land your own. What is it that you want tonight? Make it your own tonight. Call it in. Call it in now. Go ahead. Speak over yourself. Go ahead and speak and declare. Some of us are speaking over debt right now. Come on and get your notes, your mortgages right now. Declare. Say, cease to exist. Dematerialize right now in the name of Jesus. Be paid. Be paid now in the name of Jesus. You are paid. Debts are canceled supernaturally. Doors are open supernaturally. Why? He did it back then. He'll do it for me today. It says, I'll make your border stretch from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. Father, you are preparing tables before us in the presence of our enemies tonight. Yes, he says, and from the wilderness to the Euphrates River, I'm turning around everyone. He says, I'm turning everyone living in that land. I'm going to give them to you, honey. All the problems. Listen. All the challenges, all that opposition that keeps coming up against you. I'm turning everyone living in that land, every situation, every person speaking against you, speaking against your goals, all that opposition, things coming against your family. He says, I'm turning it around now. Go ahead. Go ahead and drive him out. That means go ahead and drive him out with the word. Open your mouth and begin to declare tonight. Come on and give God glory and praise. Give him praise and glory. Now, Jesus Christ was a direct descendant. Somebody wanted to know, how does this correlate to Holy Week? Jesus Christ was a direct descendant of Abraham. And Christ came to rescue us. To rescue us today from the world. Glory. Yes, and so today we rejoice in knowing that our Father so loved the world that he gave believers his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on and give him praise and glory for the word. Give him praise and glory tonight for the word. We have everlasting life through the word of God. Through the word of God. We have everlasting life. This is good news. Great is our... faithfulness today, Father. We praise you and we give you glory. We thank you for Christ Jesus tonight. We thank you for the Abrahamic covenant. You so loved us, Father. You saw us before we knew ourselves, God. You prepared this day for us. You prepared it for your sons and your daughters that we could live life victorious tonight. And we praise you and give you all of the glory, Father. Great is thy faithfulness, Father. We praise you now. Great is thy faithfulness. We praise you now, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy tonight. If you're on here and you're listening live, or perhaps somebody is giving you this podcast, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you now to make him the Lord of your life. Come on and declare, say, I've heard the word ministered, and say, Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord would be saved. I choose to call on you now. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10:9-10, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God have raised him from the dead, that I would be saved. I choose to make you now, Father, the Lord of my life. I thank you, Father, for your word. And I receive your word by faith tonight. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. If you prayed this prayer with us this evening, you are born again. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. He's a covenant-keeping God, believers. We've just ministered about that. The angels are rejoicing. We rejoice with you. Please contact us if you need assistance finding a Bible believing and teaching ministry in your area. Believers, we started this evening with our confessions of faith. We want to encourage you to hold on to the promises of the word. He's a covenant keeping God. Hold on to God's word. Hold on to your confessions of faith. We've renewed our minds with the word according to Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Mount Olive Ministries is good ground. Please choose today to sow your financial love gifts into the ministry. You may give via Givelify, that's Mount Olive Holiness Church, or Cash App, $MTOLIVE Franklin. That's Mount MTOLIVE Franklin, FRANKLIN. We thank you in advance for your continued partnership. Thank you for your feedback as we minister to the community and expand our reach to include the renovation of our property located at 34071 Smiths Ferry Road, Franklin, Virginia. Join us in our daily confession. Thank you, Father, for the manifestation of Mount Olive Ministries Family Life and Community Center. We're holding to our confession of faith. Thank you so much again for your continued partnership. Thanks for those of you who joined us live this evening and for those who will go back and listen to the podcast. Thank you in advance for like, share. Please share with others and subscribe via Podbean. Thank you again for your continued partnership. Make sure this week that you continue to reflect on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is a covenant-keeping God. Prayerfully, this word has ministered to you on this evening. We'd love to have your feedback on the Abrahamic covenant. Many blessings to you as you go out and continue to maximize your believer's walk in the word. This has been Dr. Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries, located in Franklin, Virginia. Many blessings for a prosperous week.